Saturday is record store day, so I talked to David Gudunick, who's been selling records independently in Edmonton for over 20 years, and I asked him what's the most common mistake people make with their records.
I think proper cleaning techniques probably is the one thing that people who are new into collecting vinyl be at least a little bit more aware of. Buying a good brush to clean your records is always handy. There's a nice device out in the market called Spin Clean, a little device you fill up with water and you can spin clean your records and it gets the dirt out of the deep grooves. So I would take proper maintenance of your records.
How should they be stored then? Is it stacked vertically? Is it on top of each other?
Stacking on top of each other is probably one of the worst things you can do for them because the compression will not only damage the cover, but it absolutely will warp the record over time. Filing them vertically is honestly the best thing you can do for them, and give your albums a little bit of room to breathe. Don't pack them too tight together.
David and I talked for quite a while. He has been selling records independently for over 20 years, after all. I did think of the question, though, what is a mandatory record for every record collector's collection?
Yeah, I'm going to go right back to the beginning and say Beatles' Sgt. Pepper's.
Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
One of those albums that kind of changed everything. The Beatles' White Album, too. You'll hear things in those two albums that you can probably still hear in bands of today. And having said that, too, I might even throw a vote in for, I think, Nirvana's Nevermind or something that everyone should probably have in their collection.
It was awesome chatting with David. Huge thanks to him. And any questions you have about Record Store Day 2015, we have all the info on Sonic-related records at the website and probably linked above this audio. Have a good day.